and they were being sent over to the various war theaters, our military leaders come to realize one thing, that the country that ruled the skies would win the war. And our nation defeated the nation of Japan with an atomic bomb. And the United States ruled the skies, and they won the war. Now, I'm not here to argue about the ethics of this war, but they won because they ruled the skies. Well, I'm telling you this morning that our God rules above the skies. He sits in the heavens and he rules all things for his good pleasure and glory. Now they asked David, "Where's your God?" They said, we know where our gods are at. We've made them. We put them in little houses that we built for them, and we call it God's house, and that's where they are at. Where's your God, David? David replies, and I've got two snippets here of verses out of Psalm 115 and 135, and I'll read them together. David replied, he said, "My God, my God, my God is in the heavens, and whatever the Lord pleases, he does in heaven, earth, and in the seas, and all the deep places. My God is in the heavens." If you're here this morning in Christ, your God is in the heavens. What a comfort that is to God's people. Notice his position in heaven. He's sitting. He sits in the heavens. They are all raging. They're all upset. They're all beside themselves. But our God Almighty is sitting down. One who sits is calm. One who sits is at rest. One who sits has finished his work. One who sits is not disturbed by what's going on. He sits. We just read earlier, he's laughing at them, but he's sitting. Notice his response to their terrible opposition. He laughs. Yes, God laughs at them. The next line he says, and he holds them in derision. The word derision means contempt or scorn, mockery. God laughs. God holds them in scorn and contempt and mocks them. God Almighty, he rose in the midst of his enemies. Oh, if we could only see that. I admit, sometimes, oh Lord, open our eyes. Israel, if you remember, Pastor Jess been going through Exodus. Israel had been in Egypt for 400 years. And the word got around that God was going to raise up as a deliverer and deliver God's people. That was a sure promise of God. So what did Pharaoh do when he found out about this rumor of God raising up a deliverer from among his people? Well, here's what old wicked Pharaoh did. He said he determined to do away with God's leader. I'm smarter than these prophets. Pharaoh the fool thought he could kill God's deliverer by killing all the baby boys. What a foolish, vain thought. Sounds like many of our present day leaders who have ordered, if I could say this without weeping, it'll be a miracle, the slaughter of millions of innocent preborn children. The leaders of our nation, our medical organization, have the innocent blood all over their hands because they too have sought to extinguish little children before they're born. Back to Pharaoh. Thinking they are pleasing God of this age, that is our present generation, and this wicked generation, they are incurring, they don't realize it, they are incurring an immeasurable wrath upon themselves. Doesn't appear to be that